SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Welcome to another trip Roundabout JA. Today we bring you highlights from Sunday's Prime Minister Youth Awards ceremony. And as usual, we'll bring you our glimpses of Jamaica feature. Stay with us.
Jamaica, and I said smile, yes, smile. Smile for me, Jamaica.
Winning the award last year and being chosen as one of the co-hosts for this year, it just proves to me that, you know, Jamaicans, young Jamaicans, something go on through it.
That's recipient of last year's Prime Minister's Youth Award for Excellence in the category of journalism and co-host of this year's event, Basilia Barnaby Cuff. And as she says, things are going for Jamaican youth, 25 of whom received the prestigious Prime Minister's Youth Award for Excellence Sunday.
That's propelled me to continue and move forward to excel and to work for the youth in this country.
I'm very pleased to be a recipient, and I hope that I can be a motivation to other young people.
Lamar Rowe, who received the award for youth in service, and Christina Williams, recipient in the category of arts and culture. The nominees and awardees have made significant contribution to nation building in several areas, including sport, international achievement, academics, leadership, arts and culture, journalism, youth in service, entrepreneurship, and agriculture.
You're all symbols of hope and shining examples of what is possible when ambition meets determination. As your minister, I am proud to celebrate your achievement.
Minister of Youth and Culture, Lisa Hanna. The Prime Minister's Youth Award for Excellence honors outstanding young Jamaicans aged 15 to 24 years. Vision 2030 Jamaica is the country's first long-term development goal that is working to transform the island into the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and to do business. For more information, go to vision2030.gov.jm.
Simone, you there?
Yeah, me there wonder you just cut me off so.
Child, me no know what happened, but the call keep dropping. Anyways, me did call for tell us that my granny dead. And the funeral set for...
We're sorry, you have no credit remaining.
Seriously? All my credit for done, I'm just put on $100. I'm call customer service right now, cause this not right.
So, you think you've been robbed of your talk time? How about unfair billing? Feel your data privacy is not protected? Are you seriously dissatisfied with your mobile service provider? Well, the Consumer Affairs Commission wants you to know your rights. Contact your service provider first, and if there is no resolution, call the Commission toll-free 1-888-991-4470 or 906-5425. Let's ring in some changes to the way mobile consumers are treated.
Hello?
Girl, we need to defend the phone rights.
Yes, your phone, your rights.
And here is our glimpse of Jamaica.
When your handbell is scratching you, well, it works differently for different folks. Whenever my left hand is scratching me, the handbell that is, I know that I'm going to get money. And if it scratches me way up past my palm, I know that it's going to be a lot of money. And if it is the left hand belly, I know that I'll be spending a lot of the money that I get. I'm Auntie Carol, and I'm from St. Elizabeth.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpses of Jamaica by simply emailing your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or call 926-359024. And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Thanks to Joel Samuels, my engineer. I'm Ruthann Carr. Remember, you can join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. Until then, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.